Would you turn to be pleased to the book of Psalms and Psalm 121? Psalm 121, as the Lord would help us this evening, we might consider the whole of this psalm. Psalm 121, its title, A Song of Degrees or of Ascents. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade on thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121. This is one of the pilgrim songs sung as the people went to and fro from the feasts of the Lord up to Jerusalem. No doubt it was a journey that was fraught with danger. There could be bandits who had no regard for God, but rather so might seek to attack the pilgrims. If there weren't bandits, then there certainly in places would be wild beasts, which could be a source of danger. I suppose there was also the case that some might even lose their way in coming if the paths were not that clear. And of course, there was always the danger of accidents, because we know whatever precautions we take, sometimes things happen, the unexpected, and, well, the accident happens and problems occur. Here then were a people on their way to the feast, coming back to the feasts, who had concerns and anxieties. And not only that, there was the problem of security of home while they were away at the feasts. Or a family left at home. You remember it was the male heads of families who were to attend the feasts, while often women, and indeed family accompanied the faithful pilgrims, that was not what was required. In some cases, you would have a situation where the woman would have had to stay at home, perhaps through family needs. So there are problems. You've gone, you've come back, and you're on your way back. I wonder how the family is. Are they safe? And added to these general anxieties that people might have, what if a thief attacks? What if an enemy attacks? Well, yes, the Lord had promised, when they went to the feasts, he would ensure that the enemy would not attack. There's a promise to lay a hold of, but it's another thing, receiving the benefit, or at least receiving the comfort of that promise. Here then was a most appropriate psalm to be sung on the way to and from the feasts. An encouragement to know that the Lord was the keeper of Israel. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. We find the Lord referred to as a keeper time and time again, and that therefore God's people are secure. So either the Jews, as they approach or as they go from the temple, looking to the hills, as they look to the hills, they see Zion Hill, and there they remember the temple and think of the Lord. And think of the Lord who is King and Lord of all. And they're reminded, yes, you've got anxieties, but hope in God. Don't trust self and do not fear man. Well, it was a psalm very suitable for pilgrims to Jerusalem. But we remember that the whole of our life is a pilgrimage. And we remember that whether we are an Israelite or whether it's ourselves, our wisdom is to be found in looking to the Lord, our keeper, on the pilgrimage. Well, we have been up to the feast. We've returned from the feast. Problems continue. Let us remember our keeper as we continue on our pilgrimage day by day. We notice various things about our keeper. First of all, the Lord is a personal keeper. The Lord is a personal keeper. You will note this psalm is a personal psalm. Personal terms are used. The psalmist does not say the Lord is our keeper. You'll notice he talks about my help, thy keeper. So, I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. He talks about thy foot in the singular. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel, yes, there's a whole of Israel, are included. But he is especially thy keeper. So there's this picture of God as a personal protector and guard of and guide of his people. That he is the one who will watch over. That he is the one who will guard the souls of his people. Aren't you thankful, friend, for these personal terms? Yes, he keeps Israel. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He keeps his church. He preserves his church. He preserved the nation of Israel. He preserves the church of the New Testament. But aren't you thankful that he is one who preserves you as an individual believer? And surely that teaches us a very basic fact that we need to prize the promises of God. They have been made over to you in Christ Jesus in the covenant. That covenant ratified by the blood of Christ. That covenant sealed afresh to you in the cup of the Lord, the Lord's Supper. Reminding you that all the promises of God are yea and amen in him. And therefore, if you're one of his people, you can take those promises, which may be very general, and say, that is for me, because it is for the believer. So we are to take them and embrace them ourselves by faith. And to plead them. You sing this personal psalm. And it is written in these personal terms. That you might take it personally to heart. And draw the comfort from it yourself. Plead this thing. He's a personal keeper. Lord, not just the keeper of Israel. But my keeper. Keep me. Secondly. You'll notice the Lord is a mighty keeper. He is a mighty keeper. Often we can feel our own weakness. Often we may feel that we are no match for the enemy of our souls or indeed the difficulties that confront us. You may be going through things that others know little of and, well, in human terms, it might be wondered, how can you cope? How can you cope with these things? Especially if it's wave after wave after wave. Well, here were the Jews. It might be enemies, it might be wild beasts. there are problems that you have to face, physical problems. There'll certainly be spiritual problems. You have the world, the flesh and the devil to have to do battle with day by day. We're conscious that there are many things tempting us to sin. Our own rotten hearts, especially a problem. And only that, there's so much wrong theology floating around. It's so easy to get led astray from the right path that way. To have wrong thoughts about God. Don't you find yourself tempted by these things? You get a bit muddled up perhaps when you start thinking of the sovereignty of God and then wondering, what's the point praying? How can a sovereign God allow this to happen? Well, I'm just where I am. I can't do anything about it in a fatalistic sort of way, because we've lost sight of the whole grasp of the truth, and we misapply, for example, that doctrine of God's sovereignty. Many other doctrines, we can dig ourselves into a hole if we're not careful thinking about them and be drawn away for a little while at least. Until we pinch ourselves, as it were, get back to basics and remember basic truths. There are those who are confronted by persecution. Perhaps it might just be more doubts, temptations to doubt, many things. A tendency just to think the way the world thinks, not bring God into the picture. Well, we have a strong enemy and strong enemies to face. What an encouragement to know that the one who is your keeper is the Lord. The Lord. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Who's the one who's your guard, your bodyguard, as it were, or your soul guard? He's not just a strong man. He is the one who is the maker of the heaven and earth. He's the Almighty. He's the sovereign. And what does that mean? It means that you're secure. It means if he is keeping you. You must be secure if you're in the hands of the one who is the sovereign ruler of all things. My Father is greater than all. And no one can pluck them out of my Father's hand. We're to draw comfort from these things. And you'll notice we're told in the last verse, the Lord shall preserve thy going out. Verse 7, he shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thee from all evil. Well, that includes everything that's negative. Doesn't matter what it is. What we're reminded is the Lord is stronger. The Lord's able to keep us. Who is it that shall harm you if you're doing that which is good? If God before you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Friends, let us remember these things and rejoice. Our keeper is the Almighty. God before you, who can be against you? Do you believe that? That should be a source of encouragement to you. It was to Knox in all the battles of the Reformation, when often he must have felt overwhelmed, as if it was a losing battle, it was going to fail. Well, God with one man is in the majority. Let's remember these things and draw comfort from them. He's a personal keeper. He's a mighty keeper. Notice thirdly, he's a vigilant keeper. A vigilant keeper. We're reminded here that he is one who is constantly vigilant. Well, you think of the watchman in the night. He struggles. It's difficult to keep awake at night, isn't it? We struggle, we grow sleepy. And there are the dangers of the night. We're conscious that, well, the night is a more dangerous time. That's when, perhaps under cover of darkness, the enemy might attack. Well, beasts may be more than a prowl then. That is especially the time when we need kept because of the darkness and, well, our tendency, our need for sleep. Well, is it not good to know? He is constantly vigilant. Sometimes we can lack that vigilance, can't we? Sometimes we can find a sleepiness comes over us spiritually, and we begin to drift, a coldness, a weakness. What happens then? You're an open prey to the attacks of the evil one. How often we're told to be sober, to be vigilant, to be watching and praying. It's so difficult for us to keep vigilant, and yet we must. Well, when we feel our own weakness and how we struggle to remain vigilant, how good to know the Lord is always in the alert. We read in verse 3, "He that keepeth thee will not slumber." He's not a sleepy guard. "He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." In other words, he's always on guard, always on the alert, always ready to respond. You might remember what Elijah said to the prophets of Baal. Remember, there they are on Mount Carmel, and they are looking for Baal to reveal his glory and show that he is the living God. And Elijah begins to mock them and say, "Perhaps he's on a journey. Perhaps he's asleep. You better." And they start shouting harder, as if they can wake him up. Our God is not like that. He is the one who's a constant keeper, constantly vigilant. We can pray, "Lord, keep me," with confidence. We can pray, "Lord, keep me," when we feel we're weak and can't keep ourselves. We can say he is especially vigilant in times of darkness. As we said, the night is the time of danger. The time when the attacker can surprise, when it's so easy, difficult to defend oneself, to know even who the enemy is. How often God's people can end up in dark situations. They end up in darkness where perhaps for some reason or other they may not have the felt sense of the Lord's presence. Maybe dark providences. Perhaps you've been going through some of these and you feel a bit rattled by them. And often, isn't it then, that Satan attacks you and tells you that, well, God's against you. There's no point trusting in God. He's not nice to his people. He doesn't really care for them. If he did, he wouldn't allow you to go through certain things. So he tries to get us to question God's ways, or just despair of any hope, of any deliverance. Often, in dark providences, we are especially attacked by the evil one. Remember the psalmist in Psalm 73, of how his feet almost slipped when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. It was as if the godly have a hard life and the ungodly have an easy time. What's the point of being loyal to God? How difficult it is to trust in the name of the Lord and stay up in our God when we're walking in darkness and don't have light. How difficult to say, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." To say, "He knows the way that I take. When I am tried, I shall come forth as gold." But is it not good to know? He is a vigilant keeper in times of darkness. He promises to help us and to keep us. Now, he doesn't always promise to give you deliverance from trials. But one thing he does promise is deliverance from there's a promise of help and a promise that he will be a shade or a shelter in trials. That's brought out in the psalm here. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Well, there's the sun, and it's beating down. But there's the Lord, a shade. There is the heat of the sun, but its full effect is not felt, because there is the Lord sheltering his people. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Isn't that what we're told? He will not necessarily prevent you from being tried, but he'll be vigilant. And especially in the night, he will arise to help. So, you and I can expect troubles and dangers. But isn't there a comfort to know he will not cause us to be overwhelmed? When it passes through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with thee. His rod and his staff comfort us, and he prepares a table for his people, even in the midst of their enemies. So there he is, vigilant in the night, and we're enabled to go on, even when there's darkness, because he's keeping us. Can we say that he is this vigilant one who watches us every step of the way? Yes, there are many potholes, rough places, slippery places. But will he not protect us? He'll not suffer thy foot to be moved. What a comfort that is. He'll stop us. We might slip, but we shall not fall completely. Like the psalmist, almost slipping, but then the Lord brings us back to our senses as he reveals himself to us. We might be shaken, but yet he is the one who will steady us. When you think of how the Lord and the disciples, how often, well, they did have problems, but the Lord was there to encourage them every step of the way. He will watch over us, and he will bring us at length to Zion. That should encourage us. He is the keeper of his people. Then notice a fourth thing. The Lord is a faithful keeper. A faithful keeper. One thing that is required of a guard is that he be utterly reliable. If you have a sentry that is undependable, then you've got problems, because he is prone perhaps to flee at the slightest danger rather than sounding the alarm. What is needed is someone who will sound the alarm. What is needed is someone who will remain faithful rather than side with the enemy. Many cities have been lost because the person who was supposed to be on guard became a traitor. In other words, unless there is total confidence in the keeper, you're not going to have much peace and little security. Well, men may fail us. People that you rely on, your closest friend, your family, other people that you thought would help you in a difficulty, they may let you down. But the Lord is a faithful keeper. Who is he? He is Jehovah. My help cometh from Jehovah, which made heaven and earth. Jehovah is thy keeper. Jehovah is thy shade upon thy right hand. Jehovah shall preserve thee from all evil. Jehovah shall preserve thy going out and coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. The Lord, the God of the covenant, the one who is ever faithful and who has proved his faithfulness in the giving of his Son. In other words, we have a keeper who is totally dependable, utterly trustworthy, one who is not changeable, one not one who will fail. When you think of how the Lord Jesus was kept, because he had to live as a man of faith. And he lives and dies and rises again, that man of faith, confident in his Father. And surely we can see the Lord will keep us if he kept Christ. You see Christ being kept. You're one with Christ. You can look to him to keep you. He is a faithful keeper. And then finally notice the Lord is a constant keeper. A constant keeper. He never lets us down. All day he will keep his people. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. So there's the whole day covered. Doesn't matter when it is. We can go out and in with confidence. We can go to sleep. Not worry. Will there be a fire in the house? Will a thief break in? Will there be some electrical problem? Isn't half our problem that we just don't think about many difficulties. We just assume we'll go to bed, we'll wake up in the morning, all will be well, and we forget the Lord is our keeper. And the Lord has given us rest, given us a new day. He is the one who has protected us through the night watches. If you were out in a desert, perhaps in a tent, and all around were wild animals, and you were trying to grab an hour or two's sleep, and you'd managed to get it, and you knew there were particular dangers, then when you woke up in the morning, you might be full of thanksgiving. I suppose with us, it's when a dangerous thing has happened, and we were kept from being involved in it. You were in a place and just a short time before or after, something serious happened and perhaps life was lost and, well, it could have been you. The plane that you should have been on came down, but you were kept safe. You know, it's these sort of things which cause us to realise God's mercy in protecting us. So often we don't have that sense every day of the Lord being my keeper. We just get used to his keeping. What a comfort to know he does keep us. And the whole day is covered. A constant keeper. You'll notice it's from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Preserve thee from all evil. So no one evil is unnoted by him. And he keeps us from it. You'll notice also the whole person is preserved. Because he shall preserve thy soul. Well, so it's every part of us. Body and soul. He shall keep us. And every situation is covered. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Constantly, in every situation, through the whole of life. From this time forth, even forevermore. He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Therefore we may say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. His promise to the church is, lo, I am with thee always, even to the end of the age. Is that not what he promises you, dear believer? I am and will be with you. Well, friends, as we see these things, it should cause us to realise on the pilgrimage of life, there are dangers, there are problems, but yet we can have every hope and confidence. We can have peace in the day and peace at night, lie laying down to rest and sleep with peace and comfort, because our hope is in Christ. He is our protector. He is our keeper. Let us fix our faith upon him and go on in confidence upon him. Let us pray. Lord, do thou bless thy word to us. Increase our faith, that we might recognise our need of thee, but also thine own activity in keeping us day by day. We are so prone to take thee and thy care of us for granted. Forgive us, Lord. Increase our faith and forgive our unbelief, we pray. And grant us grace to go on in thy strength. Remember those who may have particular needs tonight. May they know thee as the Lord their keeper. Hear as we pray and forgive our sin, for Jesus' sake.